This is another damn podcast about digital asset management. I am Henrik de Geer. Today I'm speaking with Jennifer Newman. Jennifer, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for inviting me to come on your show, Henrik.
Jennifer, how are you involved with digital asset management?
That's actually a story that goes a long time back to the early 90s when the company I co-founded and initially produced scanning software was just after about half a year of selling scanning software, which helped a lot of people create digital images, have us swamped with requests for building a system that would then allow them to manage and access these thousands of images created in an efficient way. Basically, I took that opportunity and the digital asset management, back then it was actually just called an image database, but it had its incarnation since then, as you probably know, first being called media asset management and then ultimately digital asset management. It evolved quite quickly and we had a lot of customer demand and the solutions, ours and competitor solutions grew in very different directions at the same time, supporting, of course, much more than images. The thing that I really like there is from the beginning it showed that there's a tremendous need for them, even though it might not always be obvious how it should be best addressed.
And what are the biggest challenges and successes you have seen with digital asset management?
Just to follow up on what I just said, to put some figures out to describe what I call success there, over the years that we sold digital asset management, my company alone sold over 10,000 service solutions. And through bundles, we can only estimate, but we bundled with many, if not most, of the biggest software vendors out there. So we probably reached about 1 million customers on the single user side. It just endorses that digital asset management has a clear demand from the market. It might still struggle, though, fulfilling that demand and meeting customer demand with clear-cut offerings. Yeah, the challenges side are actually both. I mean, they can be frustrating, definitely for the customer. They can also be frustrating for the vendor. What I think is important to look at is the top-down view on the whole digital asset management market. And the one thing that I recognized for a long time and still recognize is that digital asset management is still not as established as many other service solutions. Take, for example, the fact that every solution today is a web-based solution almost, and everybody would understand immediately and intuitively what a web server is. But if you just mention to a customer that has web-based solutions, well, you should also install a DAM server, you more than often still have to explain a lot in detail what the DAM server would exactly do and would not do and how it would tie in with the other servers. So I think a situation that would help the success of DAM solutions would be that there's more clarity on what it exactly addresses and what actually also would be required to build an integrated solution, and therefore basically any effort like the efforts that you are undertaking with your blog and your podcast are extremely valuable.
Thank you. DAM is not the end-all be-all. It is just one component of many integral things that an organization may need.
Yeah, well, just to reiterate, and I think it's very important to get this point across, it would be great if we would have the whole industry of digital asset management, if we had a sentence, there would be a one-line sentence that would get across what DAM does. Another way to describe it, for instance, and it's something that also should actually finally happen, and I know actually from reading your blog that you have also pushed in that direction, is there is no clear-cut job descriptions out there for the people that work with DAM. Yeah? So my experience is that more than often, DAM is something that just comes up, and then I just had a case myself. An old friend of mine from San Francisco asked me if I could recommend a DAM system for a real estate company that needs to take photographs of all the houses in a certain region. And the typical approach is, of course, not that they take this as a serious project from the beginning. The customer, of course, I mean, it's easy to understand, will try to get something easy to install, little money, and there's definitely no project manager from the beginning assigned or even a product owner to call it that. But all these things should happen. It should be clear on how DAM projects get executed. And while there's nothing wrong with starting a project small and grow the solution and with integration into other systems over time, it still should be clear from the beginning what the alternative routes would be that this DAM solution could be taking.
it is a phased approach, at least how it should be taken, because it often grows, and often they pick a solution that is the cheapest possible up front, and then they outgrow it, and then they have to do it all over again for a medium-sized solution, and as the organization grows, they may even need a larger solution. And of course, the price point changes, and the features and integration points change as well. So.
One implementation that I was involved with personally, I think it's a really good example of how these things sometimes can be very pinpointed. So another friend of mine who runs Germany's largest independent Apple dealership chain had the same need, came up to me and said, Jennifer, can you help us? We are implementing a new e-shop, and here's another one of those clearly defined, or actually people perceive it as clearly defined solutions, right? You know, you sell online. So there's an e-shop that needs to be implemented. It happened to be that open source solution that they were taking and extending manually was and lots of programming, had no strong capabilities for managing images. Plus, it's not just managing the images. It's a very simple, yet it is a workflow. The fact that they draw their products from all kinds of vendors, and then the metadata is not much, but it has to be entered in a standard way for each of the products so that they know which vendor provided the product to the dealer chain. And then the only thing that needed to really happen in the regard to managing the images themselves were that something in the middle that he thought was a DAM system should automatically generate the 5 different resolutions for best and best performing display of the products on the eShop, on the website. So that's the whole workflow, but it means that you have to tie together, first of all, in the graphics department, somebody works with Adobe Photoshop naturally, and then there's this thing in the middle, and magically all these images should appear on the eShop. I don't want to give the solution even away that what technology we used in the middle there, but this is for me the most important point, is that from the beginning there's clarity on what the workflow will be like, and then you have a high chance for success. So again, it's not really relevant what we used in the middle for converting images and forwarding metadata to the eShop, but it was extremely important that we had an agreed upon plan on what was going to be done, and buy-in even from the graphic designer, which starts the whole process.
I agree. Yeah. So there's a lot of components in the middle, and there's a perceived end result that should be very clear, as well as the workflow. But often that end result is kind of forgotten as the process goes along, which is a challenge with many organizations I've seen.
I still have a feeling that there is not enough clarity also on what it takes to be a DEM system integration person. I mean, from experience, I can tell that many of the people that put digital asset management servers in have basically system integration staff with the company themselves. But even with the biggest ones, and I hope you forgive me for not mentioning names, but even they sometimes struggle to have enough qualified staff in the different regions. So I think that is definitely a field that still needs to be improved on, to have not just at least one capable person, but considering that many of these solutions are built on very different platforms, you know, be it .NET or Java or even different operating systems. So we need to find a way that there's more talent in the market that understands what they're doing. And maybe the analogy there again is, if you talk about Microsoft Business, then it is very clear cut. You know, so there's somebody that installed your SharePoint server, and if authentication isn't working, then it's automatically clear you turn around and call the Active Directory guy in. You know, so this is the kind of job descriptions that I'm talking about.
And those are missing from the industry, because it's all scattered right now, and there has not been a lot of consolidation. Even though there are standardization bodies out there, I have not seen that coming out of them yet. And even though I've pushed for it, I watch the job market every single day as far as seeing how organizations are advertising the needs for digital asset management, so I understand their needs, but the standardization of the job descriptions are not there, and often they don't know what they're looking for.
Yeah, totally agreed.
What advice would you like to share with DAM professionals and people aspiring to become DAM professionals?
I think that it's just important to recognize that the same basic skills are absolutely valuable than they have been even before the digital age. So when I think of, as I just talked about, that woman in the graphics department for that German Apple dealer chain, she is a very reliable, consistently working two very detailed oriented person, and I still, even though people, might have different viewpoints on what accountants do and what librarians do, but their qualities that they have, to do reliable work is just, those are basic skills that are very important and help a lot to build a successful DAM installation. But of course, there too, there is quite some learning involved. The systems are quite different in how they are used. Would be great if there was also, I mean, maybe what I would call soft standards. But what I see is that it's basically down to people accepting a job in the DAM area, and then they will learn the system that is in place with the company. Unfortunately, there is no standardized education at this point, but again, through the help of your blog and other sites that I've seen, the DAM Foundation also is a movement that I think is great. Everything in that direction that helps basically detail these skills will be helpful. It's always, I mean, if there's nothing there yet that tells you exactly what to do, and I think this is also something you've mentioned before me and others too, I think the biggest right now is there should be more user groups out there, and there should be more events where people can talk to each other, definitely. And this is why I like user groups over conventions. Not everybody has the chance to travel to New York for a show or Vegas or whatever. So if there's a way to found more user groups around the DAM space, that I think will be helping the end users a lot. Typically, people focus, of course, on the users, and I can throw back in the mix the technical folks there too. I mean, there too. I mean, the DAM solutions do not normally get instigated or started by the CIO or by the CTO. It is normally, or in most cases, there's a pragmatic a need for it. But I think it would be good also to find a way to have more organized education towards the DAM technical folks. And the last point, the last group that often gets forgotten for me is the vendors. I think there too, I could basically criticize myself here also, having been involved in the industry for a long time. I think the vendors all should get together more constructively and try to build maybe standards even, or help build the perception of the whole market. Maybe a silly example or analogy there would be if you look at how the car manufacturers do it, I mean, they actually, I noticed for a fact, they at the top level, but even at the engineering level, they meet at forums and groups and discuss things and trends in the industry. And that way, I think they're helping themselves to build a more consistent picture of what their market is about. So if the vendors, and here's another example of what's already happening, even though it might not immediately be successful, is even Microsoft, which is one of the elephants, and the elephants normally are not the first to move, but agree to integrate a new standard called OASIS CMIS. CMIS stands for Content Management Interoperability Services. Terrible acronym, of course. It simply means that there should be a way through web services, in this case, how two systems can synchronize data between them, which is a great problem for DAM systems, right? I mean, because not all metadata necessarily has to live or will live in the DAM server. If there is a content management system in the server mix, then there will be some metadata too. Maybe even the taxonomy is on the content management server. So if the DAM vendors work stronger and more successfully towards defining, how these interfaces would work, I think then they would also have less work to do, because I know for a fact that it takes a vendor a lot of work, one by one, all of them, to integrate with all the usual suspects, to start with Adobe products and whatever else.
Great points and great advice for the DAM vendors out there and solution providers.
Yeah, just an encouragement. I mentioned your blog before. I really think what you're doing is absolutely great. Keep this going. It's very important.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
For more on this and other digital asset management topics, log on to anotherdamblog.com. Another DM podcast is available on Audioboo and iTunes. If you have any comments or questions, please feel free to email me at anotherdamblog@gmail.com. Thanks again.